I want to go over the basic yesoides of the sugya of Shemitah and Prosbul and see how it works, because this Erev Rosh, we got 2 weeks left to get this klar before we move, whatever. This was in 7 years. This is our chance to do it. So, okay. So now we spoke out whether Shemitah, the first year we were speaking about if Shemitah's Ksafim Bizman Zeh is Noyeg Bizman Zeh, is it Noyeg Bizman She'ena Yoyevel Noyeg or not? And the bottom line is that we are Noyeg to be Noyeg Shemitah's Ksafim even Bizman Zeh. So that would mean if you have a loan, there's a whole study of what's considered a loan. If you worked for someone and you have services that's pending, or you provided something, Hakafas Achanos, what goes into a loan, which is nishmat b'shias? We're not learning that part of the sugya right now. Maybe we'll get to it, maybe we won't. But assuming that you're owed money and Shemitah comes, then by the end, we paskin that the Shemitah b'zman hazeh negates the choif. Okay? Now, that was last week's sugya. How does it work out b'zman hazeh? When does Shemitah negate the choif? Is machoikis in Yerushalayim? We paskin it negates the choif at the end of Shemitah. So we have to write a prosbul at the end of Shemitah. Okay, now before we get to how Prosbul works, I want to learn a Mishnah. I want to see if the Mishnah is in here. There's a Mishnah. Let's see what page in the booklet, if it's here at all. There's a Mishnah in Shvius, which I don't know if it's in here, but the Mishnah in Shvius says, yeah, I don't think it's in here under Heich Mahani. For some reason, it's not in here. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's okay. I have it here. So the Mishnah says in Masechta Shvius Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah says that Amal Val Amashkoim, the Amoyser Shtarois of Lebeisdin, ain't Shvius Mishametas. Okay? That means that if a person is, if he's Mal Val Amashkoim, if he gives a Mashkoim, which means a collateral, or he's Moisir Shtaris of Lebeisdin, right? Or he gives over the Shtaris to Bezdin, then all of a sudden, there's no problem of Shvius and you can collect the debt. And the question is, how does that work? How does that work and why does it work? So before we get to that, I want to get to understand a little bit, what is the nature of the Hashmatas Ksafim? What is this halacha? Okay, let's get to Lamdis a little bit. What's the halacha that the Torah erases the choif, because it's very interesting halacha, because you know the Gemara says that even afterwards he's supposed to offer you the money, and does it disappear, does it not disappear, what's going on? So I want to go with the Rosh says the following. The Rosh in Gittin has this question: when about Shemitah, when should you write the Prosbul, last Rosh Hashanah or this Rosh Hashanah? So last Rosh Hashanah, we were giving all the shurim about why you should do it last Rosh Hashanah. This Rosh Hashanah, we're giving all the shurim why you're supposed to do it before this Rosh Hashanah. But the emes is like this. The Rosh says, Gaval b'kazach. He says, if you read the psukim in the Chumash itself, which did we even bring in here? Yeah, I'm sorry, we didn't bring those psukim here. But if you read the psukim in the Chumash itself, the what? Oh, yeah, right. Okay, so maybe that's clear. So the psukim themselves indicate, says the Rosh, a brisker vart, that there's two dinim in Shemitah. There's one din that lo yigoy se sachicha, you're not allowed to how do you translate that? Don't put pressure on your brother to collect the debt. Don't collect the debt and be toiveya him. Don't stronger. press. What? Pressure your brother to give you the money. Okay, but then there's another pasuk that says shamait, that the debt is negated, doesn't exist. So the Rosh says there's two dinim. One is that you're not allowed to press him. That actually applies during the whole Shemitah year. So from the beginning of the year, you're not allowed to come in and ask him for the money. But theoretically, he owes it to you. And if he offers you the money, take it and run. At the end of the Shemitah is when the Torah negates the debt. It clears the balance. So even if he offers it to you, you have to say, no, Shemitah, sorry, I'm not taking it. And then if he's supposed to say, no, I'll peek in, I want to give you a gift. I know I don't owe it to you, but I want to give you a gift or whatever. So That's when that happens. So the Rosh says there's two halachas. At the beginning of the year, don't claim the money. Once Shemitah starts, there's a din of Loyigois. But after at the end of Shemitah, we delete the Chayv. So what you see from this Rosh is that there's two elements to the Shemitah. There's one din in the Malva, he's not allowed to pressure the pressure. There's another din that the Chayv is deleted, is negated. And according to the Rosh, those happen at two different times. Okay? Clear so far? Two dinim? Okay. So now the question is, let's go on what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that Hamal v'alamashkoin, if you give a loan and you take a collateral for the loan, there's no problem of Shemitah. So why not? So the answer is because you have neither problem. Number one is I don't have to ask him for the money because I already have it. I don't have to be goyve. I don't have to create guvina. I don't have to go collect because I have a mashkoin already. So there's no problem of yigois. I'm not pressuring him. I have a mashkoin. Buddy, you want it? You don't want it. If you don't pay me, I'll keep it. If you want to pay me, take back your mashkoin. But I don't have to pressure him. Number two is it can't negate the debt because I've already collected the debt. So therefore, it's not a matter of negating the debt because the debt is by me already. I already basically have it. So therefore, that takes care of both problems. I wanted to go to the next point, though. What about Moiser Shtaroisav LeBeizdin? The Mishnah in, and this is, we're going to work with this concept for the whole Prozbul, so we have to understand what it means. The Mishnah says, Moiser Shtaroisav LeBeizdin. If you give over the Shtarois to Beizdin, then you're allowed to collect the debt. What does that mean? You gave the Shtarois to Beizdin. You put Beizdin in charge. And, you know, Reuben owes me money. So I go to Beizdin. I say, Beizdin, I'm sending it to collections. I can't collect. So I put Bezdin in charge. All of a sudden, it's fine. Bezdin can collect. So the question is why? I mean, ultimately, Bezdin also has to keep mitzvahs, right? Bezdin's also not. So some say, no, Bezdin maybe is a lot of pressure because that's a societal thing and maybe that's okay. But Lemaisa, why would it be, what would be the pshat in the concept of Moisesh Tarosav LeBezdin? And from there, we can understand a little bit the Prozbul. Okay, this is all Akdama. There's not really even in here at all, unless they have the Ritva and Makis here. Yeah. So the Ritva explains that, it's all the way at the end of the pamphlet. It's on page Nun Aleph on the bottom. It says Nun Aleph there on the bottom. And there's not 50 pages before Nun Aleph. It's like a little out of order, but the Ritva says Moisesh Tarosav LeBeizdin that Rashi says it's like Prozbul, but he says no, it's two things. Uvisifri Maisi Lalahamin Akosov Shenemar Asheyelocha Sachicha Tashmet Yadecha Veloy Mashal Achicha Biyadecha Prat Lamalva Lamashka and Moisesh Tarosav LeBeizdin Shein Meshamten Elavada Kosh Moisesh Tarosav Mamash LeBeizdin Midiraisa Ina Meshamet Daha Nagus VeOymedhu. So it's already collected, basically. So he's learning that Moisir Shtarif of the Beis Din means that once you give it to the collections, it's as good as you have it. It's like a mashkoin. Look, once Beis Din's in charge, look, we could have taken care of this as friends. You know, you could have just paid me back and we could have gotten this over with. But now I have to get Beis Din involved. And now that Beis Din's involved, now I'm confident that I'm going to get the money. So it's like I collected it already. So he's learning the idea of Moisir Shtarif of Beis Din is Nagus Voimi. The guy already feels all the pressure. He's already Muzman Ladin. He doesn't want to, you know, by the time I finish hiring lawyers and everything, I'm going to lose more money than just paying you back. So now I'm confident. Now we got the authorities involved. You have the money. Moisir Shtarif of Beis Din. Okay.
The same thing if you actually send it to collections.
Yeah, no,
party collection agency. Like someone owed you money,
you
send it to, like, you know, send his lawyer, send his letter. Like,
so, Bezdin has more authority, I guess, because Bezdin in the days when Bezdin had authority, then they could make Hefker Bezdin Hefker, and you know, Zell transfer. You know, it's like it's already Mamash, you have it. So Nogus V'Oimed means the guy really has it already. Okay, but if you look, look at the next page, which is Samach Dalet in the Rambam. The Rambam is not mashma, that's the pshat in Moisesh Tarosav LeBeizdin. Okay? Look at the very end of the booklet. Okay, it's the last page before the you know, the lines pages. So it's the last page. This is a Rambam. The Rambam says, "Hamoisesh taroisav lebeistin." It's Perek Tes Halacha Tes Vav. "Hamoisesh taroisav lebeistin." Someone gives over the stars to Beistin. The Amar Lahem Atem Givu Li Chayvi Zeh. I want you to collect it. Einai Nishmat. There's no Shemitah. It's not subject to Shemitah laws. Shenemar. Why? Because it says Vashayia Lecha Es Achicha. That which your brother has. If you have something of your brother's, that's what's subject to Shemitah. The Zeh, but this Chayv, your brother doesn't have it. Beis Din Toivin Oisai. Beis Din is doing it. V'chein, Beis Din Shechot, right? Ein Anish, which is that's when Beis Din Paskin. But by Moisir Shtarois of LeBeis Din, he says that Beis Din is the ones that are claiming it. And he says this in the Pirshim Shnais, and she is also, it's mashup with the Rambam, a little bit of a different Kinech. It's mashup from the Rambam that the idea is that Moshe Tzoros of Lebeis Din means they're the ones that what? Ah, it's the Rambam saying, you know what happened here? Beis Din is not subject to Shemitah. Beis Din is not subject, because the whole din of Shemitah is only between you and your brother. Between citizens, we don't want that you should feel, you know, go collect the money from him. No, between citizens, we leave it out, and you have to feel subject to Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's all. But Beis Din is still achroi on the tzibur, and therefore a chayv that Beis Din has, they're allowed us to collect. They're not subject, it's exerts the cost. They're not subject, it's asher b'achicha tashmat yidach. Only that which is your brother is subject to Shemitah. That which Beis Din has is not subject to Shemitah. So according to the Rambam is saying is that you have to, that Moshe Shtaris of Beis Din works, that you're actually making it their chayv. You're making it theirs. You're making it Beis Din's choyt. Then they collect and they'll give it to you. But it's Beis Din's at that point. So it's a little bit different than the other pshat. The other pshat is saying it's really your choyt, but you collected it already. You use Beis Din as a collections. The Rambam is saying a lot deeper. The Rambam is saying is that you gave over the choyt to Beis Din. Now it's Beis Din's choyt, basically. Now it's Beis Din's debt. They're going to collect it for themselves and they'll give it to you. But you're giving it over to Beis Din. It's a stronger position. Okay, what were you saying? No, but this is not, I'm not talking about Prozbul yet. I'm not talking about my Prozbul yet. I'm talking about Midar Rice. It's a drush.
You're collecting the debt. The guy owes you the money.
No, I'm not.
What is really happening?
No, I'm giving the best in the stars. I gave them the star. They're going to take care of it. No, I'm not talking about Prozbul yet. I'm talking about there's a drush on the Pasuk. The pasuk says, "Hamoisir shtaros of Beis Din not meshamet," and that means literally you gave the shtar to Beis Din. They're going to collect it for you.
For you or for themselves?
They're going to give it to you. It's not shalachicha. You gave over the debt. I'm giving it to Beis Din. I'm giving it to Beis Din. Beis Din, this is the chayv, my chayv. I want you to be in charge of it. It's under your jurisdiction completely.
Does Beis Din get a fee for that?
Oh, that's what Master saying. Like, well, if they don't, then why are they doing this?
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, guess what? This didn't work. That's why Hillel had to come in, right? This is not a very practical Eitza on a Darabonan level. This is all talking on the Deraisa level. On the Deraisa level, there's a Drasha and the Sifri that the Sifri says, it's a Shel Achicha Biadecha, and this is not Shel Achicha. You gave it to Beis Din. Now, you'll see. Now, Hillel came along, and Hillel saw that no one was lending money. Why didn't everyone do Meister Shtaris of LeBeis Din? Because it's not practical. That's your point, right? Yeah. And well, not only Beis Din didn't want it, I mean, go find the Beis Din. It's not always so simple. I live in a place that there's no Beis Din. So LeMaisa wasn't so practical. So Hillel comes along and Hillel says, okay, these are two great things. If you have a collateral or you gave your stars to Beis Din. Those are two good ways out, but no one was doing that, and everyone was just avoiding money. What? Okay, another point. So there are 12 points that out. According to this, also you would not be if you have a milva bal peh that has no documentation to it. You wouldn't be able to do this, right? There are 12 points that out also. So mamela, people were still stopping to lend money. So he'll have to come along. So he'll create the prosbul. Now let's think about it for a second. So what does prosbul do? So let's go through the Rashi's. And one is on the Rashi on in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph in Gittin, and you'll see it's on page Mem Hey in the pamphlet. Even though it's also on page Mem Gimel, but on Mem Hey, they're underlining the one I want to show you. They print the same place twice in the book. So Mem Hey Amud Aleph, the Rashi. The Rashi says, page Mem Hey in the pamphlet. There's a Rashi, and on the side over there, it's marked Moistrani Lochem Estaroisai. I'm giving you over my staros. I want you to collect it. Well, common muki, diyesh koyach biyadam lahafkia mimoinoi shel zeh v'litin lezeh b'mokum sheish siyag v'takana. That Chazal have the authority to move money around. So Rashi says that two things happen when you give the shtaros to Beis Din. Number one is they're collecting, and number two, there's hefker Beis Din hefker. Okay, And Rashi in Makkah says it even more clearly. Hefker Beis Din Hefker means that on monetary laws, the Beis Din can make rules even against the Deoraisa concept. Wow. Yeah, not in Isurim. They can't tell you, go ahead and eat chazer today. But they could tell you that money, it's not yours, it's his. Now, that's against the Deoraisa concept because him taking money that doesn't belong to him is stealing. But on monetary laws, Beis Din can uproot their rights. So here also, the guy doesn't owe you the money. No, Beis Din says he does owe you the money. Because it's a monetary law. Hefker.
Ooh. What? It's a huge power.
Right. So the question is, are there any Bati Dinim nowadays that have that power?
Oh.
The Rambam says no. Today, Beis Din apparently does not have that power. Okay, we'll see if you need that power. Now, I want to get to this thing. It's a Gishmak Rashi, because if you notice, the Rashi says two things. It says, you know how principle works. Number one is they're collecting. Number two, you need Hefker Beis Din Hefker. And Rashi says it Beferish in Kesuvis also, which is on page, the next page, Memvav in the pamphlet. Rashi says Prosbul. You see the Rashi where it's the gray line? The gray line is not so clear, but halfway down in the Rashi, on Peites Amud Aleph and Ksuvis. So it says, Rashi says, Prozbul. And Rashi says, the Mesechtas Gittin Mefarish, Hillel Hiskin Prozbul, Kadesh Lo Teshamet Shvias, Hillel made this Takana, so Shvias shouldn't negate the loans. What is that? Shemoyser Shtaroysav Lebezdin, Sheyigvu Min Aloy V'choy V'kozman Sheyitzvenu, Tehash Toloy Karina Be'la Yigay. They should be Moyser Shtaroysav Lebezdin. So Hillel was Mesakin to use this concept of Moshe Shtaroysav Beis Din. Now that's your question, which we have to get to. So Rashi's saying, and Rashi and Makkah says the same thing, Tosafot and Makkah argues on Rashi, but Rashi's learning that Prozbul was Beis Din saying, do Moshe Shtaroysav Beis Din. Hillel saying, do this concept we were explaining on the Deraisa level of Moshe Shtaroysav Beis Din. So that's your question. Well, now it's not that anymore. So what was Hillel Mechadish? So the Ritva explains, Hillel was Mechadish, what David was saying, is that Moshe Shtaroysav Beis Din works even when you're not actually doing it, okay? The Pasuk was saying, go ahead, go to Beis Din, give them your promissory note, say you're in charge, I'm out, it's your debt, you take it over, that works with Deraisa. Hillel says, let's pretend like you're doing that and have that work on a Derabbanan. What are you doing? You get up in front of the Beis Din and you say, I'm giving you all my debt. Well, do you have the promissory notes? No, I don't have them now. But I'm giving it to you anyway. Who says that works on the Deraisa level? That's a new chiddush. Then now, even without giving it over, and even a milva balpeh, even if you don't have documentation at all, it's a milva balpeh. Even that works. So that's the chiddush according to Rashi. It's working with Moshe Shtaroysav Beis Din. But let's think about it for a second. So Rashi says, the lumdus of the Prozbul essentially is you're giving the Beis Din the authority to collect your debt. So now, are you being over the yigos? Are you pressuring the guy? No, who's pressuring the guy? The Beis Din, they're allowed. Okay, but what happened to the other din? That the debt is negated. So the debt is still gone. So even if I'm not pressuring him, but we said from the Rosh, there's two dinin. There's one din, la yigos. Okay, I'm not a lot of pressure, but there's another din that there's no more debt anyway. right? Meaning to say, the way the Pneishu asks the Kasha, that even if the guy would come and offer me the money, I wouldn't be allowed to take it. What? That what? I'm saying, but you're not allowed to take it. You have to say Mishamatani, right? So I wasn't noigis him. If he comes and offers me the money, when he comes and offers me the money, I wasn't noigis him, and yet I have to say Mishamatani. So that means that even if I'm not noigis him, there's still a problem with the money. I'm not allowed to collect it. So what does it help that they're collecting? That's a Pnei Shua's kasha. Well,
it's not their rei.
So that's if you say the other malach, maybe like the Rambam that like gave them over. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi just says Leigois, the Bezin's collecting. So the answer is that's why Rashi says Hefker Bezin Hefker. Rashi needs both. They're collecting the money, but what money to collect? That's the Hefker Bezin Hefker. Hefker Bezin Hefker is that they created a new chayv. So according to Rashi, you need Hefker Bezin for that too. Rashi says Moshe Shtoresov also works with Hefker Bezin Hefker. Because Rashi's not learning like the Ritva or like the Rambam. Rashi holds that Moshe Shtoresov Bezin also means Hefker Bezin Hefker. Let's look at Rashi.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's an extension of it, right? So there's two halachas, and that's the Torah's Roim. Torah's Roim says this thing in Rashi. That's why he needs two things to perform both dinim.
After
yeah, probably. It's mine. It's like a picardin, you're saying.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not sure exactly. But I'm not sure exactly with that. Okay. Now we have that's Rashi Shita. Okay. The others say that the Prusbul, according to like the Rambam and others, the Prusbul is really just like a takan derabon, basically. That as long as you say you want to collect the debt, they let you collect it, but that's why the Rambam holds it only works on Shemitah, Bismanazeh, derabon. Okay. So now let's get into one point Lamaisa here. Okay. Okay. So sum that up, I think it's Kishmak, is that there's two problems with, there's two dinim in the Shemitah, and the Prusbul has to take care of both dinim. According to Rashi, it's like your Moshe Shtoresov, but you're letting them take charge of it, and then Hefker Bezin Hefker recreates the loan. According to the others, they, the fact that you're doing it to kind of Prusbul, that kind of, that takes care of the problem. Now, I want to get into another point, which is, Can you like we do by Atars Nedarim, just get up in front of three people, and you get up in front of three people, and you say, one more second. Just have to speak something out here, which is, according to this whole thing, so what'd you do? You gave the shtar to Bezdin. Bezdin recreates the loan, and now you're going to go, and now Bezdin will collect it. You're not pressuring him. Bezdin's pressuring him. But like, Lamaisa, that's not what's happening. Menashe just pointed out, right? Bezdin is not sending, the guy is not getting his mail, is not coming from the collection agency of Beis Din. Who's asking them for the money? The same guy that was asking him for money before he wrote to Prusbul, right? So, I don't think that's the point. I don't think that's the bar. I don't think it's like that. I think it's saying is that they have a koyach and dinim derabanan to eliminate the arisa. So even though Shmita says you can't collect, we're saying you could collect. I don't think it's a new debt. Rash is mashma like that. That's not a new thing. Right. So koyach of bezin and dinim derabanan and dinim that are related to mammon derabanan have the koyach to do that. So the answer is Chassam Sofer explains. Is that now that you've given it to Bezdin, Bezdin needs people, volunteers, to go collect all this debt. So now you're a shliach of the Bezdin to collect your chayv. That's the part. What? That's the point. So the point is, I'm Moshe Shteres of the Beis Din. Now Beis Din's in charge, and Beis Din makes me the shliach to go collect the choiv for them. Okay.
Is that all dealt with in the Prusbol? Is that the whole?
So if we look at the language of the Prusbol, you'll see that a lot of this is dealt with pretty directly in there. You know what this is like? Yeah, we'll see that. You know what this is similar to? It's like halacha that if you rented a house and now someone else is coming and you're leaving the house, you cannot take down your mezuzahs. But the guy coming in could take down the mezuzahs because he wants to take down to put down his mezuzahs, but I can't take them down. But you could call up the guy moving in and say, are you planning on putting in new mezuzahs? Yes. Do you want someone to take down the existing ones? Yes. Okay, can I be your shliach to take them down for you?
But he has no right to the house yet because he didn't
start. No, you moved out, but you don't want to leave your mezuzah on the wall. So you call up the guy. He's like, are you planning on taking that? Okay, you live in Chicago, but you're planning on moving to Miami. So you need someone to take down the mezuzahs for you. I'll volunteer. I'll do it for free. Can I be your shliach to take down the mezuzahs for you?
And keep them.
And once they're down, you can keep them. They're your mezuzahs anyway. You don't have to give it to him as a gift. You just...
Yeah, but he could have kept them.
No, you could charge him, Lewis. You could charge him anyway. So the issue is just the taking it down. So...
Right. The Beis Din to this day...
Yes.
Go out and do collections for people?
They don't have to.
Well, on Prusbol, or are you saying in general?
In general, because if not, then the Prusbol is just a scale.
You're saying if there's no such thing as Beis Din collecting money?
Yeah, and then you write it up in a principle to make you feel good about it, and they don't really ever do that. So it is.
Well, that's the question, is what type of Beis Din do you need to use for a principle, okay? That's what I was going to get to now. So the Gemara says, we didn't get into this yet, but we'll learn more in depth next week. But the Gemara says that in order to do principle, you have to give it to a chosh of Beis Din that can authorize Hefker based in Hefker. So the Paiskim say, if that's true, Prus was out the window today. Because there's no Beis Din that's strong enough to do that.
Definitely not
the Tars the Darim Beis Din, right? So you know, you'll be lucky if you have people that even know what Shemitah's Kesafim is, right? So okay, so fine. Then the Rambam comes along and says, look, you don't need a Beis Din that can do Hefker Beis Din Hefker, but it's got to be a Beis Din Choshev that people take seriously, and it's called the Beis Din Choshev Shebadar, or in each Medina. So a Beis Din that's recognized as a powerful, authoritative Beis Din, and then if they will put up a sign and say, this guy owes this guy money, people will be like, buddy, pay. Come on, Beis Din said you should pay. It's a serious Beis Din. So you asked the question, do they have the authority to collect money? I mean, I think they do to some degree. First of all, they're signed as, you know, technically they do collect money, and there's Bati Dinam that people take seriously.
And does the
principle
identify the
Beis Din? Oh, one second. So that's what the Rambam says. So according to the first opinion, you need the Beis Din Choshev, like Rabami and Rabasi, we're out nowadays. No option. According to the Rambam, you could do it, but you need to do it with a Choshev Beis Din. Like the Beis Din of, you can't just get your Hataras Nadarim Beis Din. The third opinion is that it's a Takana. You stay in front of three people. Those three people are based in, and that's enough. And you can take your Hataras Nadarim people and do Prusbol with them as well. Okay? Now, who do we paskin like on those three shitas? So I didn't think we were going to get this far, so I don't think I copied it in this pamphlet. Just got cut off. Oh no, it's here. It's the very, very last page of the pamphlet. Sif Yud Ches in the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Yud Ches in the Shulchan Aruch says like this: Prusbol Einoy Meshamet Simin Samach Zayin Ois Yud Ches in Choshev Mishpat. Says Prusbol Einoy Meshamet. Prusbol works. Ve'Einoy Nechtav Elo BeBeis Din Choshev. The Mechaber passes like the Rambam. You need a strong Beis Din. Da'inu Shloisha Bekiim Bedin. U Be'Inyan Prusbol V'Yoidim Inyan Shmita. V'himchum rabim aleim v'oysa ha'ir. And it's got to be strong people that doesn't take seriously with an authority. So I heard a share that means that anyone, and there's this couple of batidinim in the United States that people take seriously, those batidinim have the authority even according to the Rambam. There's a couple of batidinim in Eretz Yisrael, there's in Europe, every continent, every place has its bezin that you take seriously, and they're the authority on these types of halachas, and that's the bezin you would have to do it for. Now, the problem is that if I would have to try to go up to whatever, New York somewhere, tri-state area, and go ahead and find the bezin there, those people will be pretty busy for the week before Rosh Hashanah, right? And so would the JetBlue and Spirit, right? What? Via Zoom? So we'll have to talk about how according to the Sfardim that go with the Machabra, so how do you get to that Bezdin Choshev? You actually have to go there? How do you utilize the Bezdin Choshev? Because the Bezdin Choshev is not interested in your, you know, petty matter over here.
Probably do a Zoom call together.
So this is all questions we have to figure out. Okay. And can you make a shliach for Prozbul? Yeah. Or some people say you can't make a shliach for Prozbul. It's like a mili lememson shliach. Maybe I tell you to tell the Beis Din that I'm giving them the stars. Maybe I have to tell the Beis Din I'm giving them the stars. So these are questions, these are a lot of details. I would like to cover all this. But the Mechaber says you got to utilize a Beis Din Choshev. Says the Ramah, you see the Ramah. V'yesh oimrim, dekoys and prosper b'chol bezin v'nir li deish ha'akim b'zman hazeh. Since Shemitah's Ksafim is d'rabbanim b'zman hazeh, and the Chassam Sofer says that most people that borrow and lend money don't even know about Shemitah. So Chassam Sofer says, there's probably an unspoken t'nai in your brain that I'm not letting Shemitah get rid of this loan. So the mail of the prosper is almost like a formality, and yeah, no, but it's Tanakhim over here, but Davar Shabbat Moment. So Lamaisa, the Mechaber says, the Ramah says, you can go in front of three people after you finish your Tarsa Dharm, say, hey, I'm moister to you all my Chayvais, sign, done. That's the Ramah, and that's what Ashkenazim in most Ashkenazi shuls do. You know, just you have a principle, and this guy came to me, he said he wants to get, came to us, and we signed, and that's taken care of. But the Sfardim cannot do that. And the mice, a lot of Ashkenazim took on this Chumrah, we'll see at a different time, how does that work, okay? But the bottom line is, it's a Machlikas, which level Bezdin do you need? So open Machlikas in Shulchan Aruch, which level Bezdin do you need? According to the Shulchan Aruch, you need Bezdin Choshev, according to the Ma, any three people is enough. Now, I think, if you go into it a little bit, This goes back to the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis, Rashi and the Rambam from before. The Rambam says that the Takana of Prozbul, let's go back a sec. Meister Shtereis of the Beis Din on the Dereis level meant you put the Beis Din in charge of your Chayiv. You're not doing that with Prozbul because you didn't give them the Chayiv and it's not theirs. So how does Prozbul work according to the Rambam? It's a Takana. You go in front of Beis Din and you say you want to collect your Chayiv, Beis Din allows. So they're not going to let you do that in front of every three yukels, because then it's Ein L'davar Seif. So Chazal had to make you do it in front of Beis Din Choshev. That was the Rambam Shita. But Rashi says it's really utilizing Moisher Shtereis of the Beis Din. So it's a strong thing. You're giving over to a Beis Din, so you can give it over to any Beis Din. And that's enough. Now, the problem is that we said before that in order to use Prozbul, according to Rashi, you need two elements. You need Moisher Shtereis of the Beis Din and Hefker Beis Din Hefker. But these three guys that barely know how to do Atar Sadarim, they surely don't know how to do Hefker Bezin Hefker. Right? If they did, there'd be a lot of interesting stuff going on right now, right? You three guys would say, you know, Rabbi, your phone is, you know, not that you want this, but if anyone would want my phone, you know, so you know, it would be a big problem. So obviously that doesn't work. So the question is, and the Shavos Yitzchak, he asks this question. So Lamais, according to Rashi, that you need Hefker Beis Din Hefker for every Prozbul, how could we paskin like your Ramah that you could just do it in front of a Stama Beis Din? So Zalk, Shavos Yitzchak from Rabbi Yashiv, says a very nice Deher. He says the Deher is Azoid. The Deher is that really, like David said, really Hillel did it. Who made the Hefker? It's not that every Beis Din that you come and you give your principal in front of it is doing the Hefker Beis Din Hefker. It's that Hillel did a Hefker Beis Din Hefker. But Hillel said like this. But guys, You don't have to be a major Beis Din. You have to be a Beis Din that is following the takana that I made. And then you're utilizing my koch of Hefker Beis Din Hefker. So in other words, the idea is that you see from here the koyach, it's really the koch of the Masorah, essentially. If you're following the Masorah and you're following, you're a Beis Din, which is following the direction of Hillel, then you can utilize the power of Hillel. You don't need your own power. You're utilizing the power of Hillel to perform the Hillel Hefker Beis Din Hefker. And you're just following Hillel, whatever Hillel said, I'm good. So that's the whole idea, is that, you know, people say nowadays we're so shvach, and nowadays we have no, we don't have, you know, the Bati Din. But the truth of the matter is that the koyach of it is that we're following what they did in the previous dairis. That is our whole koyach. So we were learning this on Shabbos, so I shtel tzu, in the Meshech Chochma, that I like to say over, the Meshech Chochma says a beautiful daher. He says that Yaakov Avinu was the only Av that got a nevuah balayla, maris halayla, on the way down to Mitzrayim, Vayigash, Parshas Vayigash, he went down to Mitzrayim and he got a nevuah b'maris halayla. And Yaakov Avinu is Misakin Mairiv, which is also at night. So Yaakov Avinu is this connection to nighttime. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu is the Av that represents the Golos. Because he was the Av that went to Mitzrayim. He's the Av that represents the Golos. And that's dark and everything like that. It's dark. And Hashem still talks to us at nighttime. He still talks to us when it's dark. Even in the Golos, Hashem talks to us. But he says, what does Mairiv represent? Each of the tefillos represent a Karbon. Shachris is Tamid, the morning Tamid. Mincha is the afternoon Tamid, Ben Arbaim. What's Mairiv, which Karbon? It's the Eivarim u'Pedarim from the day's Karbonis. It's the extra fats and stuff that were not necessarily brought during the day. So he says beautifully in Meshech Chochma, he says, the Karbonis of Yaakov Avinu are only brought if you shechted it during the day. If you shecht the Karbon during the day, then you can continue doing the Avodah at night. So he says, Yaakov Avinu's thing in Galus is, we're in Galus and we don't have the opportunity to do the Avodah, but we could still do to the day Avodah. The Avodah that was brought before, we can continue it and bring it through the night. That's the idea of our Avodah and Galus, is to shtel tzu and be connected to the day, be connected to the daylight when there was a Beis HaMikdash, when there was Pachash of Abati Din, and we then now can now connect to that and bring it into the night, then that's like the Avodah of Yaakov, you know, it's like bringing the Avodah of Pedarim into the night where we can't bring it on our own. But if you bring a day carbon, you can bring it at night also. So Mamela is saying, as the Shvus Yitzchak is saying, that's really the idea of what we're doing now, is we're utilizing Hillel's Hefker Beis Din Hefker, and we're following his instructions. So that gives us, empowers us with the power of Hillel. And that's the way it's working. So I'll go. Right. He's saying that the Ikar Takana was with Beis Din Chashev. Right. But he's also not saying it's the Beis Din, you know, right, highest level. It's still the, you know.
But, yeah, well, it doesn't have to be a Beis Din.
We're correct. It doesn't have to be that, but it hasn't been Beis Din Chashev. Now, the question I want to talk about next time is, there's still two more sugyas we got to deal with. One sugya is so how do you utilize that Beis Din Chashev? They're not here, right? So there's a lot to talk about on that. And then there's another sugya of karka and other things, and also what types of chayvus are included. So I think we have, it's a Shem next week. We'll continue. All right.
So is it generally recognized that this type of principle works, and is it